Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a place where you go to relax with family or friends. The topic, describe a place where you go to relax with family or friends, is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests. It has appeared frequently in past exams and is likely to continue being a popular topic in future tests. This subject allows examiners to assess your ability to describe locations, express emotions, and discuss leisure activities, all crucial elements in evaluating your English speaking skills. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about relaxation and places you like to visit. Here are some potential questions. Do you enjoy spending time with your family and friends? How often do you go out to relax? What's your favorite place to unwind? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Sample answer. My favorite place to unwind is definitely the local park near my home. It's a spacious green area with plenty of trees and a small lake. I find the natural surroundings incredibly soothing, especially after a long day at work. The park has well-maintained walking paths, which are perfect for a leisurely stroll or a jog if I'm feeling more energetic. What I appreciate most is the sense of tranquility it offers, despite being in the heart of the city. It's like a little oasis where I can escape the hustle and bustle of urban life for a while. Part 2. Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a place where you go to relax with family or friends. You should say, where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you find it relaxing. Band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a place I often go to relax with my family and friends. It's a cozy cafe called The Green Leaf in the heart of my city. It's located in a quiet neighborhood, just a short walk from the main shopping district. We try to visit this cafe at least once a month, usually on weekends when we all have some free time. It's become a sort of tradition for us. When we're there, we usually order our favorite drinks. I personally love their homemade lemonade and some light snacks. We spend hours chatting, catching up on each other's lives, and sometimes playing board games that the cafe provides. I find this place incredibly relaxing for several reasons. Firstly, the atmosphere is very calming. The cafe has a rustic decor with lots of plants, which creates a peaceful environment. Secondly, it's a break from our usual routines and responsibilities. When we're there, we can forget about work or study stress and just enjoy each other's company. Lastly, the staff are always friendly and attentive, which adds to the overall pleasant experience. In short, this cafe has become our go-to spot for relaxation and bonding time. It's a place where we can unwind, laugh, and create happy memories together. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share with you a place that holds a special place in my heart for relaxation with my loved ones, a picturesque beach called Golden Sands, located about an hour's drive from my hometown. This stretch of coastline is renowned for its pristine golden sand and crystal clear turquoise waters. We make it a point to visit this idyllic spot at least once every season, with summer being our favorite time. However, each season brings its own unique charm to the beach, making every visit a novel experience. Our activities there are as diverse as they are rejuvenating. During warmer months, we indulge in swimming, building intricate sandcastles, and playing beach volleyball. In cooler weather, we enjoy leisurely strolls along the shoreline, collecting seashells or simply sitting on the sand, wrapped in cozy blankets, as we watch the mesmerizing sunset. What makes this place exceptionally relaxing is a combination of factors. Firstly, the rhythmic sound of the waves has an incredibly calming effect on our minds, almost like a natural form of meditation. The vast expanse of the sea provides a sense of freedom and perspective, helping us to momentarily disconnect from our daily concerns. Moreover, the beach's natural beauty, from the golden hues of the sand to the ever-changing colors of the sky, serves as a visual tonic, soothing our senses. Additionally, the time spent here with family and friends, away from the distractions of technology and the pressures of work or study, allows for genuine connections and conversations. It's a place where we can be fully present with each other, sharing laughter, stories, and creating lasting memories. In essence, Golden Sands Beach is more than just a location. It's a sanctuary where we can recharge our batteries, strengthen our bonds, and find a perfect balance between active enjoyment and peaceful relaxation. It's our slice of paradise that never fails to rejuvenate our spirits and send us back to our daily lives feeling refreshed and reconnected. Follow-up questions. What activities do you enjoy most at this place? How has this place changed over the years? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. The activities I enjoy most at Golden Sands Beach are intrinsically tied to the natural beauty and atmosphere of the place. One of my absolute favorites is early morning yoga sessions on the beach. There's something profoundly invigorating about practicing yoga as the sun rises, with the sound of the waves providing a soothing backdrop. It's an incredible way to center oneself and start the day with a sense of peace and purpose. Another activity I thoroughly enjoy is beachcombing, especially after a storm. The beach becomes a treasure trove of interesting shells, colorful sea glass, and sometimes even fossilized shark teeth. It's like a natural scavenger hunt that brings out the curious explorer in all of us. Lastly, I find great joy in impromptu picnics at sunset. We often bring a basket filled with local delicacies, spread out a blanket, and enjoy our meal while watching the sky transform into a canvas of vibrant colors. It's a simple activity, but one that creates the most cherished memories and reinforces the bonds we share. These activities, while enjoyable in their own right, are made infinitely more special by the setting of Golden Sands. They allow us to fully immerse ourselves in the natural environment, fostering a deep appreciation for the beauty around us and providing a much-needed respite from our typically fast-paced lives. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's a sample question and answer. Examiner: how do you think the concept of relaxation differs between generations? Sample answer, band 8-9. The concept of relaxation has indeed evolved significantly across generations, reflecting broader societal and technological changes. For the older generation, relaxation often meant disconnecting entirely from work and daily responsibilities. This might involve activities like reading a book, gardening, or simply sitting in a quiet room. Their idea of relaxation was closely tied to physical rest and mental peace. In contrast, younger generations, particularly millennials and Gen Z, often have a more dynamic view of relaxation. For many, relaxation doesn't necessarily mean inactivity. It could involve engaging in stimulating hobbies, such as playing video games, creating content for social media, or participating in high-energy sports. This generation tends to seek a balance between mental stimulation and stress relief. Moreover, technology plays a crucial role in this generational divide. While older generations might view technology as a source of stress, younger people often find relaxation through digital means, be it through meditation apps, online gaming, or virtual socializing. Another interesting difference is the concept of multitasking relaxation. Younger generations often combine relaxation with other activities, like listening to podcasts while exercising or watching TV while scrolling through social media. This blended approach to relaxation might seem counterintuitive to older generations who value singular focus in their downtime. However, it's important to note that these are general trends, and individual preferences can vary widely within each generation. Additionally, as awareness of mental health and mindfulness practices grows, we're seeing a convergence in some relaxation techniques across generations, such as meditation and yoga. In conclusion, while the core need for relaxation remains constant across generations, the methods and perceptions of what constitutes relaxation have diversified. This reflects not only technological advancements, but also changing lifestyle patterns and societal expectations of productivity and leisure. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Pristine, pristine, in perfect condition, unspoiled. Example: the beach was pristine with no litter in sight. Rejuvenate, revenate verb, to give new energy or vigor to. Revitalize. Example: a weekend at the beach always rejuvenates my spirit. Idyllic, idyllic, adjective, extremely happy, peaceful, or picturesque. Example: we spent an idyllic afternoon by the lake. Tranquility, tranquility, noun, the quality or state of being calm. Example: the tranquility of the forest helped me forget my worries. Unwind, unwind, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example, I like to unwind by taking a long bath after a stressful day. Serene, adjective, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, the serene atmosphere of the garden was perfect for meditation. Examiner's advice. To score high in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a place for relaxation. Use a variety of descriptive adjectives to paint a vivid picture of the place. Incorporate idiomatic expressions and advanced vocabulary naturally in your speech. Provide specific details and personal anecdotes to make your description more engaging and authentic. Practice speaking about different types of relaxing places to broaden your vocabulary and improve fluency. Focus on expressing your emotions and explaining why you find the place relaxing, not just describing its physical features. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and natural expression of ideas. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a place where you enjoy spending your weekends. Describe a person who has been a great support in your life.